podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
We do stupid searches from time to time.
Oh, yeah.
And this is one of the greats. We've been on Kieran.
Watch. Now, I don't want you to think that when we said Kieran, we were excluding Kieran's.
Yep.
Kieran's.
Yeah.
Or and Kieran's. Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Because you think Kieran is a name that's like a baby Greg or a baby Colin, a name that's gone the way of the dodo, as you said. And you were hanging out with someone named Kieran in Lara the other day, and you're like, wow, you don't get many Kierans around anymore. Mm. So we put the search out. And over the last couple of days, we've found a Kieran in Belmont.
Yes, there was a Kieran. So we're building a heat map of Kieran's around Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
We're trying to collect them all.
Also, eastern suburbs of Melbourne, essentially, southeast anyway, because we found a Kieran in Frankston.
Yes, that spells his name.
Ian.
Ian.
Yeah.
So we didn't realise we were looking for Kieran and Kieran.
Yeah, that's right, because we'd been asking for Kieran's.
Yes.
But clearly he's a Kieran.
Yes, we've been neglecting those.
Can you hear it?
Yeah. Yep. And then we found another Kieran, spelt with a C.
Yeah, in North Geelong.
In North Geelong. Okay, but the one that you were kind of specifically looking for, we haven't been able to get as part of our Kieran team.
That's right, and that is a junior Kieran.
Yeah, because you just don't think there's any junior Kierans out there. We did hear rumours that there are some around, but until now we've not had confirmation.
Mm.
Tom, I'd like to introduce you to someone on the phone. Good morning, secret caller. What is your name and your age?
My name's Kieran and I'm 12.
Oh, yes, we've got one.
Yes.
We found him.
Oh, wonderful. That's everybody gets the winner sound effect for that.
Okay. Now, Kieran, congratulations on that front. Do you know, are there many other young Kierans around you or are you the only one?
I'm the only one that I know of.
Mm.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Kieran, tell me, are you named after someone in your sort of family lineage or anything? Do you know?
My dad named me after a footy player, Kieran Jack.
Oh, Kieran bless. Jack. Oh, bless. And how does mum feel about that? Was she happy with dad's choice? I mean, she's got to be because Kieran's a pretty cool name.
Yeah, I didn't know about it until after the fact that he was named after Jack. I do love the name.
Oh, yeah. Bless. That's Mum Hayley there. Hi, Hayley. Kieran, also, we need to know, we've been looking for Kierans of all different spellings. How do you spell your name?
K-I-E-R-A-N.
A-N, so you're an A-N. And how do you pronounce that?
Kieran.
Yeah, beautiful. Okay. I can hear it.
Yep, said perfectly. Yeah. Well, this is very exciting, Tom.
Yeah.
You've collected the whole set.
You've been a wonderful guest on the show. Kieran, really appreciate your time. We have to organise Kieran a prize.
I'm yes, sure. 100%, 100%.
We'll find something for you, mate. What's one thing you love doing? Give us a bit of an insight just before we let you go into what's your favourite thing to do as a young Kieran?
Playing sports, like football and basketball.
Nice. That is such a young Kieran thing.
It is.
All right. Well, if anyone's having a baby, you know, this week.
Yeah.
Feel free, add Kieran to the list, because this Kieran is sick.
He's Mad Dog Kieran.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Stella Lefty.
Yeah,
okay,
right.
Now we know Stella Lefty. We've been playing her song Boston for a little while now. And there has been a debate on YouTube saying that she's a bit of a plagiarizer.
Okay.
Now, we'll get to her song and that in a minute, but this debate began brewing in YouTube comments and then it's taken off over the weekend on all social media. So no legal claim has been publicly reported yet.
Oh, so She's not being sued. Ed Sheeran gets sued.
But allegations are out and this is her fourth round of plagiarism allegations.
Come on.
So the first song we want to have a listen to is this song, Boston, and also Noah Kahan's Stick Season. People are saying that it sounds the same. So let's have a listen to the two songs.
On the train back to Boston and we're jumping the gun. And I'm telling you, baby, this is a part where I'd run. But I like it when you're nice.
Very much, but it's the season of the sticks. And I saw your mom, she forgot that I existed. And it's...
I can see the similarities.
Yeah.
Or hear the similarities.
Mm.
Is it the pacing rather than the tune?
Maybe, right? I don't know. That doesn't really hit for me. But apparently Noah Kahan is credited as a co-writer on her track now.
Wow.
And reports said that Noah's team contacted her team before the song's official release.
Yeah, right.
She addressed the situation in Vanity Fair. And she said, when I was writing the song, I wasn't thinking about Noah Kahan. I was literally thinking about nothing at all. And I mean, it makes sense. We've spoken about this so many times before. Mm. There's only so many notes, and eventually, as the years go on, lots of songs are going to sound the same because it's inevitable, right? Mm. She said, I don't want to step on anyone's toes. So I'm like, if this sounds like that, whatever, all good. But then fans have combed through her socials and they've found several videos of her covering Stick Season on her TikTok.
Okay, so it doesn't mean it wasn't a subconscious thing.
Right, exactly. Now, one of the other songs, Summer You Are Mine, which we don't have, and people are saying it sounds like the Chicks song, There's Your Trouble from 1998. Cool. I know you're a Chicks fan, but whatever, we'll move on.
Landslide or nothing. Give me Landslide or nothing.
Sheryl Crow, Soak Up the Sun is another one she sounds like. Whatever. They're not big known songs as far as we're aware, right?
Ooh.
And Blake Shelton.
Not Ready
as well.
To Make Nice. That's a really good chick song.
Yeah,
well.
It is. Now, Stella Lefty's latest song, Misery, that we've been playing here on K-Rock, sounds a little bit like A Million Dreams from The Greatest Showman.
Oh, no.
Let's have a listen.
Fill my head, a million dreams keeping me awake.
See, I think that's more similar than the Noah Kahan.
Yeah, that's pretty similar, isn't it?
Right.
Oh,
now,
my goodness.
It remains like this fan-led allegation. There's nothing going on, as far as anyone knows, in the background, but that sounds very similar. And if Noah Kahn's people wrote to her, then Hugh Jackman, he is on the way.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
I don't know if you caught this, but about 20 past four yesterday afternoon, I was lampooned on air.
Oh, on Tim and Davo's show.
Tim and Davo's show.
Yeah.
They came for me.
Oh, no.
I defend myself valiantly.
You'll barely remember this for the next month.
Oh, yeah. Wait until we have our next meeting where one of them suggests something. No, this is what they attacked me about.
Okay.
And he was wearing grey track pants.
You can't wear track pants to work. Grey's not also ideal.
Grey feels like an offensive. track pants in itself I think is offensive, but the fact that they're grey is another level. Like, we are not auditioning for Magic Mike number 3. You know what I mean? This isn't Channing Tatum. This isn't Genuine Pony. This isn't The Office to body roll, you know?
Body roll.
Object.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad they called you out. Because I wasn't going to say anything, but you were wearing grey tracks.
You didn't notice. You didn't even notice.
I did when you walked past me and I was sitting down and I was like, whoa, Jason Derulo?
Put it away.
What are you doing?
Well, I was going to the gym afterwards and I just thought, well, it's nobody's business what I wear.
Well,
my rules.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I said to them yesterday afternoon, and we don't need to get bogged down in me defending myself again because I think I did a capable job of it yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's sort of the reputable show. But I wear also camo track pants and everyone thinks that's hilarious. Everyone's rolling gear like, oh, inappropriate to not wear pants in the workplace. Oh, where's your legs? That kind of stuff.
Nah, funny
all,
people don't.
We
wear
all
them.
Have a good time. No,
yeah.
Everybody has a good time when I'm wearing my camo trackies.
Yeah,
everybody
okay.
has
everyone
a good time.
Everyone but me.
Right?
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden grey is offensive for some reason.
Well, it is and is unacceptable. But you've got your platform now and I back you, so I'm standing by you. I'm not going to jump on. Because what? What's your retaliation here?
Well, so it's interesting when someone lashes out at someone else and then that someone else is able to take a mirror.
Oh, okay.
And just hold it up right in their face.
Yeah.
Because on the day in question that I wore the trackies, Monday, that was so offensive to Davo that she had to maintain eye contact with me at all times.
Uncomfortable for everyone.
Yeah. She was wearing something that is also a little bit on the nose for in the workplace.
What?
And that is leggings, as in no pants, just leggings. She's got a little white socks that we've already discussed is weird that she only has white socks, but she had them rolled up and then her white sneakers on, but black leggings.
Yeah.
That, I mean, they're not hiding anything.
Well, she has, no, but like she had, like she always wears like an oversized t-shirt, a really cool jacket or something like that. So it's not like she's wearing leggings with like a crop top.
Yeah, it's not crop top, but it's still, you can see everything.
So stop looking. Is what I'd say.
Well, I'm trying to make eye contact
Let
with
the woman
her.
Work.
But it's not fair for her to attack me.
Right. So you've got a question now you want to put to the people.
Leggings in the workplace. Is it appropriate?
Of course you do.
Azza's on the line. Morning, Azza.
Morning, how are we?
Yeah, good, mate. What are your thoughts? Leggings in the workplace.
So I always thought, you know, middle of winter, grey trackie jet, they're nice and warm. Leggings, they cannot be warm.
Yeah.
And a few people that I've spoken to are like, no, nah, they're actually really comfortable and really warm. Yeah. I'm like, oh, fair enough, whatever. I sort of look at it as if it's comfortable, great. And look, if you've got the body for it, why not?
Okay.
Well, Davo definitely does, as does each and every woman that chooses to wear leggings.
Well, I think.
How about that, Azza?
Yeah. No, that's what I think he's getting at.
He's a legging lover.
I just love the idea. It sounds like he's driving a truck. I love the idea that he's driving it in leggings.
With the socks pulled up.
Louise in Lovely Banks, leggings in the workplace, not appropriate, right?
Not appropriate. No one wants to be looking at your twat all day long.
Well, I don't know if we were doing that. Wow. I mean, what? I'm
so sorry, but nobody wants to look at the movement in the grey pants.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
I don't know if you guys saw this in the news in the last, let's say 24 hours, maybe 48 hours. But some very, very clever and entrepreneurial type person in British Columbia in Canada has gone and made up, like, it's, I'm talking like a really good timber sign, like almost memorial plaque type thing at a crappy old toilet, public toilet in Canada. It is the Donald J. Trump Memorial Toilet.
Jeez, they're loving him in Canada at the moment. They
well, yeah, Lake
him.
Ontario is like Lake America.
Lake America hilarious stuff. So he also wants to rename the state of New Mexico, New America. Anyway, don't get bogged down
on that. Where are the files? Show us the files.
This is genius by whoever this person is, because he's gone and picked, like, according to all the, you know, the Reddit threads and everything like that from people who live in the area, like, this is the worst possible public toilet. It is just a crappy old place.
Yeah.
And it is a beautiful timber plaque that's gone and been mounted on top above the doorway to the toilets, the Donald J. Trump Memorial Toilet. It would annoy the hell out of him, the fact that somebody's done this. So well played, well played. And it got me thinking around our beautiful area, Bellarine Peninsula, Geelong, the Surf Coast, not to focus in on public toilets or anything like that, but just special little spots that could be named after people from our region, like little iconic things. I was thinking maybe the swings down at Eastern Beach could be the Tom Lewis Memorial Swings where he broke his back.
That's triggering.
And he loves us talking
that
about
that video is shocking.
They actually took
shocking.
Those swings out. They're gone.
Yeah, did they really?
Yeah, they're new. There's new ones there, but the ones that I broke my back on, they're gone.
Oh, damn. We could have kept the swings and put them up somewhere.
We could have.
The Thomas J. Lewis Memorial Swings.
I was thinking the Thomas J. Lewis Memorial Toilet. Which one would we use here?
Well, do I get to choose? Eastern Park's a good spot.
Yeah. Business idea. Can we go in the prawn tank for a second?
Yeah, sure.
So you have the toilet, but I need the toilet paper with Tom's face on it.
Oh.
See?
Nice.
Yeah.
That's going a step.
Well, sorry, not your face. Donald Trump's face.
Yeah,
I don't want your face.
What about, you know where the...
Put it on your face anywhere near me.
It's pretty soft.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.